Hello and welcome to 1T1 podcast, where three of us sitting in. This is Hello and welcome to 1T1 podcast, where three of us sitting in two different corners of the world on Sunday evenings like this have casual conversations about something. So this is Irene, and I think since I have been featuring in 1T1 podcast for more often now, so I'm not a guest anymore, so they have given me the privilege to start the podcast by introducing myself and welcoming them to the podcast. So welcome Akhil and Nikki.
Iron, we got you upgraded.
Thank you. Yeah.
So by the way, hi guys, hope you all are doing well in this uncertain time. So welcome to a brand new episode of 1T1.
Hello Nikki.
hi Irene.
Okay, so today I think we have another interesting and very socially relevant topic in hand, which is cyberbullying.
Yeah, Irene, obviously, like, this is one of the most discussed topics, like, nowadays. Like, I think one or the other sort, like, everyone who is using social media is kind of subjected to cyberbullying. Maybe not in the same scale, maybe in different scales, but I think we all are kind of victims of, like, some sort of cyberbullying. May not be against us, maybe against our ideologies, beliefs. I think we can tag all this things together as some form of cyberbullying.
Yeah, I think when it comes to cyberbullying, like social, since it's happening in social media or in the cyber world, it does not have any barriers. Like it's working on a global basis. It does not have any geographical restrictions. It does not have any age barriers or gender barriers or anything. It happens to anyone and everybody who is in the cyber world at any part of the world. So
yeah, completely agree to that. So what do you guys think, like, what is the reason between this much, like, our societies is something like our society is kind of, you know, losing its moral values, or what is that, like, because we are living in an age, a kind of cyber age, which was never been before. So, like, we cannot quote an example from the past. So is it something like we are losing our morale and, you know, responsibilities as a society as a whole? Or, like, there is an anonymity in cyber world everywhere. So whether that is kind of, you know, fueling to all these behaviors, all these bad behaviors.
I would say that, yeah, yes, what, just like what you said, it's the power of anonymity and the power of crowd powering the cyberbullying. Like, I think the morale pretty much, you must have heard that, I don't know who said that, but we all used to be stupid when we are teenagers, but we used to be stupid in silent. But now we have a lot of platforms where we can express our thoughts behind a profile picture, which is not even ours sometimes. So one thing that I have been observing, I would say especially in India, because I haven't seen it that much outside, is the mob mentality. Like, people find pleasure in, you know, harassing someone, especially if they have the support of a huge group of people.
Yeah, I think I completely agree with the anonymity factor, that, you know, people can, you don't even need your face or you don't even need your name to harass someone. Or as general, I think especially for instance, we hardly value someone's privacy, or we don't even know the value of privacy. So, and we think that we have an opinion on everybody else's lives. And especially, I don't know if this is true, but I personally feel that especially our society is much more male dominated, and every male thinks that they have the authority to control other females, and they think that, okay, you know, if someone, or especially if that girl is doing something which I don't like, then I have the authority to, you know, control her or make her understand what I believe is true. So, I completely agree with the fact that as humans, we should have divided opinions or we should debate on things, but that should be in a polite way. There is a difference between constructive criticisms and healthy debates rather than abusing someone and you thinking that, okay, you know, if she or he is doing something which I don't like, then I have the authority to take or use my own means to correct that person, which I think is absolutely wrong, which our society has been holding on to since for such a long time, which it is high time to be changed.
Yeah, we as a society, I think we are very much obsessed with, you know, so-called values. So in my opinion, like, value is a strong interpersonal thing. So your values is, you know, it's important to you, but a collective society value might not be, you know, everyone might not find that as interesting or like something to follow. So those who doesn't want to follow that, like, they will usually get, you know, abused in the cyber world, because, you know, they're kind of, you know, threatening the threatening the fake values which is imposed upon a society. So even that's also one thing, I think, the mentality of the people, I think.
Yeah, and I think it's having a bad influence on a lot of other people as well, because previously something that used to happen in a small village or between a neighborhood, right now it's happening in a cyber world where a lot of people from different parts of the world are connecting. So even our values are being moderated or manipulated in something that some random person is saying. For example, my perception of, you know, if I upload a picture on cyber world, if I feel that, or if I had a personal opinion that, okay, oh, I look pretty in this picture, but my opinion might change if two or three people come and comment on my photo that, okay, you look so bad. So then I started to believe that, okay, that picture is bad, or I look bad in that picture, where I previously thought that that's a really pretty picture. So even this is a small example. So our values, or whoever is following the cyber world, is being manipulated by what others think as well. So it's like it's a huge world.
So I have a question for Akhil. So Akhil, Irene also mentioned about how women are being policed in the cyber world. I mean, this is a very big cause of, you know, a lot of issues. I mean, a lot of cases, rationally behind a lot of cases that's occurring. But do you have any idea of how men are getting bullied online?
I actually wanted to say something on that. I was kind of holding. Yeah. Uh-huh. See, it's like, just like I mentioned previously, like, society actually expects men to behave in such a way. That means, like, you shouldn't express your feelings. Uh-huh. That's one important thing. Like, if you feel sad, you shouldn't cry because you're a man. So those kind of things, right? Like, not everyone will fall onto that particular boundary. So, like, what's wrong in crying when you're sad? I didn't get that till now. So whenever, like, people do something different, maybe when a guy is doing a job which is not, you know, strictly meant for men or something like that, they will obviously get bullied. I cannot quote any real examples. Like, I can think of an incident from the series Friends, like, when a guy chose his career as a nanny, like, everyone in that series was kind of, you know, acting odd. And that was, like, completely not justifiable. So, in a nutshell, what I can say is, like, whenever someone is different, be it, like, male or female or third gender or whatever, like, they are supposed to be behaving in one particular way according to our society. So, whenever they are thinking a little bit, you know, progressively, or thinking a little bit deviatively, the bullies will, you know, come into picture, and they will, you know, they'll make his life or, like, her life as hell. So I feel like this is completely unacceptable, and we should start minding our own business even in cyber world.
Adding to that, we know the incidents or the turn of events that happened back home in Kerala, where right from the incident of that trending hashtag of women have legs, and and the incident of three women who attacked a person who was defaming them by putting random videos about them. So there were a lot of people, or at least there was a huge majority of people who still supported the person who was bullying them, especially when it comes to that women have legs. That was so stupid, and there were still people who thought that it was a right to police that girl who applauded.
I was genuinely surprised to see a hashtag like that, in the sense like what that actress wore is something that people actually wear casually, and I don't understand. I mean, I felt a little bit ashamed that we had.
Yeah, exactly. That was ridiculous.
Yes, extent of putting in a hashtag for something like that.
Yeah, that was so ridiculous, and I felt like I don't know which age we were living in. It was so sad to see something like that. And the thing was that there were still people who thought that it was right to bully or police that girl, saying that, okay, this is not the appropriate way to dress, and which was really sad. So I think that's part of our the male dominant or patriarchal society that we live back home. Such incidents might not be happening elsewhere, but
I was recently thinking about something. It's like maybe a little outside. If you remember, Harry Styles always dressed differently when he walks the ramp. And in our India, Ranveer Singh always dresses differently. The content of comments that Ranveer gets and Harry gets is completely different, if you observe that.
But yeah. As I said, like, what happens in the cyber world is actually a reflection of how our society is being brought up. So unless and until how we as persons generally change or evolve, what happens in the cyber world won't change. And added to the fact that there is an added advantage of anonymity, and you have a group of people who can support your bullying nature, it aggravates the issue too.
Okay, so adding to that, maybe my next question would be, where is the difference between a healthy meme or a troll and a cyber attack or a cyber bullying?
That's another controversial, not controversial probably, but that's another difficult thing, like, to draw lines.
So, Nikki, so your original question was like, where we should draw some lines, right?
Yeah.
I mean, not like a rule or something, but it's something which we all should have. Yeah, it comes to, I feel like it completely depends upon the context. Like, if it is a close friend or something, maybe an awkward comment or like offensive comment will not be an issue. So, correct, right? Like, our close friends are commenting on our pic or something. okay. okay. So
I have a word in mind, but I have a word in mind which I don't know how to translate into English.
You can say in Malayalam.
Aujithyam. There is something called aujithyam. since you spoke about memes and trolls, it's always like, when when somebody else is being trolled, then we find it funny. Unless and until we are not being trolled, we find it funny. When we start getting trolled, maybe we might find it offensive. So it's really hard to draw a line, but still there are some basic things. There is a difference between abusing someone and making fun of someone, if there is a difference. Okay.
For me, that line is called ideology, in the sense like, if someone is propagating a wrong idea, then they should take the role, but they should not be attacked personally. I like to draw a very popular thing that happened like maybe a few months back. Everyone who thinks they're intelligent or intellectual cringes about the word TikTok. So I would like to know your opinion about TikTok, not in the context of data privacy, but in the context of people getting bullied for being there, for the content they create there.
I personally, I hate that app because I don't like the content, but I feel like that's a great platform actually for someone who feels like, you know, I have the ability to do things, and if I do something nice, if I get some sort of appreciation, I mean, they're free, entirely free to do that.
Exactly. Even I feel the same way, because I always feel that there are a lot of people who are aspiring actors or aspiring singers or aspiring dancers or in wherever way where they wish to portray their talents or their so-called talents that they believe in. So unless and until they get a free platform where they can show their talents, then I think this is a really good confidence booster if they can show their talents in some platform. So TikTok serves as such a platform. So my only thing is that if you don't want to see them, then please don't watch it. You can delete
that's,
the app
that's
from
really
the phone.
Easy, yeah. Unless and until you install the app and you start opening that app, you won't see that.
Yeah, and if you feel okay, I have exactly. I have, and also, I have seen a lot of people who are promoting bad things, bad exactly. So-called ideas, like, you know, controlling women and blah, 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 some kind of bad ideas. So if you have any problem with that, stop, you know, teasing them or making fun of them. You can, as I said, there is a difference having constructive criticism and healthy debate and trying to convince them, okay, this is not the appropriate way to do. So make them change their mind, and rather than bullying them and make them feel sad and affecting their in such a way that affects their mental health too, that, you know, they feel that okay, I don't want to do any of these things anymore. Don't do that.
Nowadays in our IPs, in like penal code and all, like physical abuse has taken is considered as a serious crime, right? So similarly, the measures have to be taken for, like, you know, people's self-esteem, like destroying one's self-esteem or like one's reputation is also a serious offense. So we have to
I was coming to that point. One problem why the cyberbullying still takes place is because we don't have any legal measures against it. We have things in IPC and everything against obscene comments and defamation and everything, but all of our things have not been updated. So the medium of obscene comments and defamation, everything has been in the past formats, where it's in a written form or it's in magazines or newspapers, blah, blah, blah. So unless and until we upgrade it to the cyber platforms or social media platforms, we technically don't have any direct laws that can be applicable. Okay, we still stick on to some provisions of Information Technology Act and plus some provisions of this criminal law statutes. So we don't, there is a lack of appropriate legal measures as well.
But Irene,
Irene,
I have one more question. Mm-hmm. On the light of what happened again a few months back, do you think the people who are in charge or the authorities actually do see this as a serious crime? Because our Kerala police itself have a meme account or troll account where they bullied a girl who was actually already being bullied.
Okay.
So, I mean, they thought it's a joke. So that's why
That's true. We don't know unless and until we are made fun of, we find everything else funny. So that's a difficult line to mark. Where does it start? Where does funny things start getting to offensive things? So that's a difficult line to draw. making a distinction between fun and offensive. But as I said, there are still some basic etiquettes to be followed.
Again, yeah. If we want to quote the example from Kumpalanginya, it's like they don't realize. Mm-hmm. See, like, I seriously believe that, like, those policemen who created those trolls, like, they were actually not understanding that, because I think it's just a reflection of the collective consciousness society. Of our society, mm-hmm. right? It's like maybe even we also like laughed at something after someone pointed that out, we might not realize, like, oh, okay, that is not politically correct. So, I mean, like, as a society as a whole, we need to uplift, like, we need to update our morale. And, like, I won't say it's a fault. It's like there are a lot of gray areas, even, you know, while framing all these laws and all, like, how can someone, you know, clearly define the limits and the rules? I mean, maybe that's a question we need to check with our lawmakers. As of now, I cannot say, like, how can we define everything?
That yeah, it, is, it's
that
very,
is
you know,
quite difficult.
It's not a science, so it is a kind of abstract. So, yeah, I mean, it's controlling the cyberspace is not like a very easy thing, considering the technical and other factors involved in it.
And then one more danger is there. It's like, you know, when all these bullying or like harassment or abuse which is happening in the cyber world can take a physical form, and when like mobs will be formed and riots will be happening. A similar kind of thing happened in Bangalore, I think, 2 months back or something. Like somebody kind of abused a deity, and you know, people went mad. And like, we cannot completely criticize the people for going mad, because it is their belief, and you know, and we cannot completely criticize the other party, because, you know, there is a freedom of expression. So, like, use other things consciously. That's only I can say at this point of time, since
I think as a society we get offended really fast. We just need only silly things, especially if someone is attacking our, you know, the so-called cultural values, which I don't believe in, but they get offended really fast, which I find it really stupid. And I don't know how you can get out of that.
Nowadays it became very fragile, right? When comparing to 80s and 90s, like, mm-hmm. the whole system, like the whole, you know, ego concept which we are building, like, right from our birth, is kind of totally fragile. Like, when someone is start questioning our beliefs, like, we start, you know, we will get all testosterone-y, and we start attacking them, like, both physically or like, I mean, if there is a possibility, like, all these people will start attacking physically also. So
I actually sometimes feel,
yeah, I don't know what I
I actually feel bad for this so-called public figures as well. They get, I think, people who are in the public domain, they might be finding it really hard to maintain a balance between their public life and their private life, because as people think that
scrutiny, right?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, exactly.
Life is scrutinized.
Yeah, exactly. So as people, we think that their private life is also something that should be in the public domain, and we are screwed. So I might sometimes feel bad for this, a lot of politicians or so-called leaders, because whatever they might be doing in their private life is also a part of how they are being judged as public figures. So it's really hard. So I mean, there is something which I am not really proud of myself, because I'm someone who hates all social medias and cyber platforms. So I don't use any of the social media accounts. I'm still reiterating, I'm not proud of this thing, but I generally hate to be in the private world because I am personally someone who values privacy a lot. Even until now, I find it really strange and weird to even open the WhatsApp statuses of people whom I am not really close to, because I feel that it is, I know they are putting it in public space, but I find it really weird. So I'm only there on Facebook, which I think I last updated it on it when I was maybe in school, 12th standard or something. After that, I was never an active user of any of the social media platforms. So whenever I say this, people find it really weird, and I'm not really proud of staying. I don't think abstaining away from something is not the solution to correcting it. So there might be people who might have stopped using cyber or social media platforms where they might have had the good potential to evolve or grow because of the cyber bullying or any other factors.
So Iranyanniki, so what do you feel like, how we can put a stop to all these things?
So
maybe may not be a stop, like how can we, you know, control a little bit?
So I think the stop solution would be to change the mentality of the people in general, which is not one stop solution. I mean, it just not happen in a single day. So, but that could be the stop solutions. Like, we should change our mentalities. Or other solutions could be to, first thing would be to have stricter legal measures where you can, like you said, you know, the cyberbullying or this harassment should be treated equally as physical assault and physical harassment. So that could be one of stricter legal measures and stricter, quicker procedures and everything. And another thing which I think we should really focus on should be the mental health of the people who are being bullied. So we know a lot of celebrities and people who have come out stronger because they got used to it. So this getting used to it will be fine at when you get used to it. But that period between the cyberbullying and getting used to it will be really difficult. So focusing on your mental health and seeking help during that time, and because we know a lot of people who have committed suicides and everything because of cyberbullying. So getting proper mental stability at that period, stability at that period is really important. So I think these are the solutions which I can think of now.
And just adding one more point to that, like, we should really start, you know, minding our own businesses.
Yeah, exactly. Respecting others' privacy and everything. You stop having opinions about everything where you are not invited to have opinion. I think, yeah, that's...
Or keeping it to yourself. You can keep it to yourself. That's also a healthy way.
And having healthy debates and healthy criticisms and everything. So having a good way, sense of language and
I think that should be something, you know, which we should teach children, like, you know, how to disagree respectfully.
Yeah, that exactly.
That's something which will be having a positive impact, I feel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, my opinion is also the same thing. It's threefold. One, I don't think, I mean, a lot of platforms are now trying really hard to do something from their side to stop cyberbullying, but I don't think it's a viable solution. And it's not very easy to change the society, but what we can do is support the victims and voice your opinions against it. Like Irene said, like Akhil said, from the other side, you have to understand that nobody has any opinion in your life. And it just does not, you know, narrow down to cyberbullying.
So thanks, guys. This was really a constructive, a conversation on like cyberbullying. Cyberbullying. I don't think like someone will differ on all these points which we were discussing. And yeah, so it was really nice to talk about these things, which is kind of a burning question nowadays. And everyone should educate everyone. How not to be a cyber bully. Maybe like, as I said earlier, like maybe knowingly or unknowingly, we might add something onto the existing problem.
Yeah, by just enjoying some funny things, which we might feel funny,
exactly.
But it could be offensive. Yeah. But that's a good thing that at least at the end of the day, we realize that we are doing that at least subconsciously. So that is a good step, I think, at least if only some people have
acknowledging the problem acknowledging the mistake.
Yeah. So that's it. I think that's today.
Let us know what you think about our podcast. Yep, we're wrapping up here. Thank you.
Have a great week ahead. We'll come back next week. Bye bye.